Devotionals Just in Time, Family Conflicts, Part 1, Genesis chapter 13, verses 5 to 7. Lot, who was traveling with Abraham, had also become very rich, with flocks of sheep and goats, herds of cattle, and many tents. But the land was not enough to support Abraham and Lot. If they both lived so close to each other, with all his flocks and herds, then disputes arose between those who took care of Abraham's animals and those who took care of Lot's. At that time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites also lived on the land. Finally, Abraham told Lot, "Let's not let this conflict come between us or between those who take care of our animals. After all, we are close relatives. The whole region is at your disposal. Choose the part of the land that you prefer, and we will separate. If you want the land on the left, then I will take the land on the right. If you prefer the land on the right, I will go to the left. There are issues to which it is better to resolve quickly than to let them pass. Many times what we let pass that we consider as something small, sometimes that we think is not affecting us, even if it is small at some point, the time will come when it will come something big. It is like when you are walking on your, or you are going to walk, you are going to take a long journey, and you know that during that day you have to walk a lot. You look for the most comfortable shoes. You put them on and you start walking. But after a while, you realize that there is something that is affecting your foot, a small little stone fell into your shoe, very small at first, that you didn't even notice. At first, you did not even pay attention to it because you considered that it did not merit stopping to remove it. You wanted to accommodate yourself to that small stone, but after a while, you began to feel the pain. And now, after that time, you have realized that it was not something insignificant, so much abuse that you ended up with a foot injury. And now, you do have to stop. You are facing important moments, but what you didn't do yesterday, you have to do today. And now, perhaps, you are going to lose some time. I give you this example because that is how it happens to us in lives, and more so when it comes to family. We believe that loving is letting go. We believe that loving is ignoring the sins of the other. We believe that loving is forgiving, and forgive me the expression, pimping the way the other is living and letting it go. But that's not love. The Bible says that God disciplines those who he loves. That is, true love restores. But for a restoration, there must be a confrontation. Now, in the good sense of the word, confronting doesn't mean seeking a fight. Confronting means healing. But we cannot heal what we don't know. And if we don't know what are the wounds that we need to heal, we cannot pretend to restore. If we don't recognize that we have been damaged, and that is where the problem comes from, sometimes we have so many arguments and we are so proud that we consider that we are not the problem, but somebody else. And that is where we have to stop and begin to notice that something is happening and that it is not normal. And that perhaps the problem is not out there. Perhaps the problem is within the one we see in the mirror every morning, exactly. This was happening with the lives of Lot and Abraham. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about these conflicts. And I'm going to use that word because it seems to be a daily bread. The word conflict always seeks to bring division, damage, destroy, end. But when we are in the correct perspective and we are in the correct position, which is to have Christ in our heart, his love has flooded us. We understand that the conflict would not only be to damage, but to show some discomfort that there is and that must be resolved. That's like the body, right? I'm going to give you this example. Sometimes we think that when the body feels bad, it is getting sick. We consider this to be a bad thing. But what would happen if viruses entered your body and you didn't feel anything? What if the disease entered your body and you didn't feel anything? The body has a way of reaction to let us know that there is something that is not right. In that way, it is pain. discomfort. So when you suddenly feel a sore throat or feel discomfort in your body, you say, oops, it seems that I'm going to get the flu or a cold. I have to avoid it. So you pray to God, ask for healing. Then you look for a good medicine. You take it. You did something against what could come because the pain or discomfort in your body warned you. When conflicts appear, we have to begin to discern why they appear. It is not so much about looking for somebody to blame. It is about beginning to discern, to look for the root of the problem. Where is it? What is causing the discomfort? And I think that one of the biggest problems that we are experiencing today because of the pandemic is not so much about the company we work for or any other source on the outside, but within the home, within the family. So there are issues that concern the family that can only be fixed inside the home. But it is important, and I'm going to give you some simple but important points that we read here in the Word of God in Genesis chapter 13. Something that happened in the life of Abraham and his nephew Lot. I consider that the story is not there written in the Bible simply because, so that we enjoy a nice story and read one more book. The story is there in the Bible to teach us, and there is wisdom in it. There is foolishness when you say, oh, this is something I need to experience. I have to live it. There is wisdom when God's already showing it to you and you can take the best of it and learn from it. So here a very particular case is happening, which may be happening in your marriage, with your children, your siblings, with your family, with your home in your house, and it is a conflict. Now, a conflict does not happen just because we simply get up the next day and decide, hey, today I want to be in conflict, and we look for it. No, a conflict begins with a root, with a discomfort, something that we let pass, but it was stored there in the heart. And the fact that you will let it pass, that does not mean that it will never affect you, because it was stored in your heart, and you know what it is. That word that your husband told you, or that attitude that your wife had, or the attitude that your children have had in the face of circumstances, or now, at this moment in which you had to be in quarantine and all locked up at home, really know each other and to realize the flaws that each one has, words, attitudes that have hurt you, but you have let them pass because you consider, or we go behind the excuse, oh, he's like that, and the issue has reached a point that now there is not a smile on your lips, there is no longer a smile on your face. Now you react in the same way. You are worried and all the time in a bad mood and always ready to respond because you think you are being attacked whenever somebody is just trying to say something to you. You expose all your problems to the people. That is the product of the conflict we take personally, and that is a serious error. A conflict appears to make us realize that there is something that needs to be resolved and that we should let it pass because this is opening a big door, of course, in our house. It is not only affecting you, it will affect the rest. The conflict is not to be taken personally. When we take the conflict and we take the problems personally, we set ourselves up for destruction and we will fill ourselves with arguments that will not let us live in freedom, the freedom that God wants for us. Here is Abraham's life, a conflict arose with Lot. Abraham was Lot's uncle, but Lot was like his son because Abraham brought him up from the land he came from, the land God allowed him to live, and took him with him. Abraham had raised him up. Now, God had given Abraham wealth and had also given wealth to Lot. So Lot, being under Abraham's coverage, let me say it like that, he received wealth. He was blessed much more in all things. But it turns out that one day they began to have certain differences. Let's say that it was necessary that this was noticed. Those who took care of Lot's sheep began to fight against those who took care of Abraham's sheep. They fought for the pastures, they fought for the places of water, and they saw that the land was kind of too small to be able to have their cattle there. So they began to argue. Now Lot let it pass. Abraham let it pass as well, until the moment came when things turned really hot, very strong, and Abraham had to make a decision in the face of that conflict. We see Abraham's attitude and Lot's attitude as well. As the correct attitude to resolve the conflict is that when God is in our heart, the Bible says that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. We always seek to reconcile and not to make the storm stronger. It's like somebody said once, if you are not going to help building the ark, then don't help the storm either. So there are some points that emerge from the decision that Abraham made in front of Lot, and that attitude that the two had. I want to talk to you about those points that are going to give us an idea, and that if you keep them in your heart and express them, most likely they will help you resolve the different conflicts you have today. Because the worst thing you can do is first to take it personally, and second to avoid them. Conflicts often do not have to be avoided. They must be faced with the strength and wisdom that the Lord gives us. Avoiding them simply gives Satan the opportunity to play with our thoughts and with the situations that are around and with the people around, making them think things that are not correct, even throwing darts at you so that you think what is wrong. So we must learn from his teaching that conflicts do arise or occur. Doesn't mean the end of everything. There is always another way. We just have to hold on to what God wants to do. Let go of arguments that make us stubborn and proud, and that make us be in the wrong position, always ready to respond in the wrong way because we feel hurt by the words of others. We must take the correct attitude. A correct attitude in the face of the conflict will lead us to walk in God's will and in victory. That is important. So the first point I want to show you is how to resolve conflicts at home, how to resolve any kind of conflict. First, you must take the initiative. Abraham knew about the problem, and he did not let it go by waiting for Lot to come to him. No, he made the decision first. Do not wait for others to try to solve it, to come to you. Maybe they will not do it. Do not let it pass, because when you let it pass, time, pain, and discomfort become greater. Some say wounds will be healed by time, but time does not heal wounds. My beloved friends, time will be a factor that Satan can use to make the wound stronger, deeper, and more painful. God truly heals the wounds and uses the time to heal them. This is important. So Abraham did not wait for Lot, but instead he ran to Lot and proposed something to him. Let's resolve this conflict. He told him, we are close relatives, so let's don't let this hurt our hearts, because we are relatives. We love each other. That position is important. It was the same position that God had, my beloved friend. God did not expect man to run to him. If it were because of man running to God, we would never have salvation. Haven't you noticed? Let's analyze a little the situation in which we find ourselves today. Instead of running to God, we do the opposite. We harden our hearts. Instead of giving up his heart and recognizing his need for God, men criticize what God does, ask and doubt. So first of all, take the initiative. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray for those who are receiving it, so that they can prepare their hearts, Lord, and understand this first part that is important. The conflict shows us that there is something that is not right, and to let it pass would make it even bigger. Help us, Lord, not to let the enemy gain ground and to go forward, but always grabbing you by the hand. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I invite you to be present tomorrow in the next devotional. I will touch the second part about how to resolve conflicts. Remember that God always comes just in time. Blessings.